Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Toby, and I'm going to rapidly run you through some numbers about STI testing frequencies in gay and bisexual men. Current Australian stigma guidelines recommend sexually active gay and bisexual men test at up to 3 monthly intervals. The increased testing is due to the large burden of STIs prevalent in this population and increases case finding through regular asymptomatic screening. However, for those who attend GPs and or sexual health clinics and are in contact with the health system, further data are needed on the number of gay and bisexual men following testing advice. For that reason, our aim was to assess the proportion of high-risk gay and bisexual men who are testing for STIs up to 4 times per year. The Access Network is a national surveillance system that uses sentinel sites who see a high caseload of gay and bisexual men for STI testing. Data were extracted from 2006 to 2018 across 56 general practices and sexual health clinics. The data were then restricted to gay and bisexual men who are eligible for testing up to 4 times per year. Gay and bisexual men were defined as men who reported ever having male partners or had performed rectal STI swabs. Factors to classify high-risk men were self-reported intravenous drug use, having a recent STI diagnosis in the past 12 months, being on PrEP or living with HIV. Calculations for frequency of STI testing were made on any chlamydia, gonorrhea or syphilis test, as people should have been considered for STI screening if any of these tests were done. Proportions and logistic regression analysis were used to determine social, behavioural and health factors associated with testing frequencies of up to 4 times per year. In total, around 37,330 were assessed as being high risk and having an indication that would recommend up to 3 monthly testing. Approximately 10% of high risk of gay and bisexual men visited when they were below the age of 30 years, 1/4 were in their 30s and 40s respectively, and a further 38% above 50 years of age. Almost 10,000 men had ever been prescribed PrEP of HIV negative men, and 12,000 were living with HIV. Over half of people were Australian born, and the geographical focus was in urban major cities, predominantly Melbourne and Sydney, given the access composition of clinics. Around 1/5 were from a culturally and or linguistically diverse background as defined by the ABS COLD classification of countries of birth and languages. This graph describes the proportion of high-risk gay and bisexual men who tested at 4 times per year. As shown, the proportion increased in 2010 and then further increases around the beginning of PrEP in 2016, reaching 61% in 2018. A positive trend exists for the rising proportion of high-risk gay and bisexual men who are testing at 3 monthly intervals. Shown here in the multivariate analysis, PrEP use is strongly associated with quarterly STI testing frequencies. Additionally, men who had an STI diagnosis in the last year and men living with HIV were also more likely to test 4 times a year. Older men and men living in regional and remote postcodes were less likely to test 4 times a year. In summary, testing frequencies has improved over the past decade and roughly 61% of high-risk gay and bisexual men in our data were testing 4 or more times per year. Further research is needed to understand reasons for lower STI testing frequencies in men aged greater than 40 years and people living outside urban centres. Overall, it is encouraging to observe the upward trend of STI testing and that PrEP users are more likely to be testing at 3 monthly intervals. Thank you to all the people whose data has been used for this research and to the Access collaborators listed here.